Insurance. Encourage courage.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lori. Coming up, we're going to hear a talk by Noam Chomsky. That's coming up in this hour. As we try to raise, in the next 2 hours, try to raise about $6,000 more. I think we can do it. Sean Canaan is here, and Arlene Engelhardt is here from Women's Show. The commuter from hell is here, too. I feel like I shouldn't use that word on the radio.
Why?
Commuter from heck.
You just call me Bob, you know, like most people do.
All right, that's what I'll do.
All right.
So we've got some people to thank from the Women's Show. The Women's Show did fairly well. Hey, Arlene.
Well, we still are a little bit short, so you can continue to make your contributions on the web at WMNF.org and just go to the tip jar for our show. But I do want to thank Gerald Collings of Tampa for his generous pledge. Thank you so very much. And thanks to all of you that contributed to From a Woman's Point of View. Now, keep it coming for Radioactivity.
All right. Well, and we've got some people to thank. You know, in the first hour during Democracy Now, we had hoped to raise $3,500. And when last we left you, we had raised about $1,700. Okay. And since then, a bunch of people have called in for Democracy Now. So remember, Democracy Now didn't reach its goal yesterday during the first day of the drive. And today we'd like it to reach its goal. The number to call, 813-238-8001. So Bob and Sean have some people to thank. Let's...
Saying that the things for Democracy Now are not cumulative. This is what we need every day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Every day we need to raise about $3,500 on Democracy Now.
I can figure that out. Stephen in Dunedin is going to throw $200. Says WMNF is wonderful. It's the proverbial beacon. And Anonymous in Sarasota with a very generous $25. So thank you so much for that.
And commuter, I have Ron Hyatt from St. Petersburg is donating $100. Says WMNF is very important for the community. Happy to hear the drive is going well. Well, it is thanks to people like you. Thank you for that. Karen from Tampa with a $50 contribution. And also Rick Hagberg from St. Petersburg. Rick, Rachel, and Rita love the morning show and Rob's show. They're getting the reusable beverage bottle and a peace magnet for their $125 contribution. Thanks so much for all those contributions so far. Now we need to hear from you. The number to call is 813-238-8001. If you support Radioactivity, if you like Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, we really need to hear from you. 813-238-8001.
So we had a little bit of a shortage for Democracy Now!, which reminds me of a Seinfeld episode, but we won't go there. We had a little bit of shortage for Democracy Now!, so let's try to raise that money and the money that we need for Radioactivity right now. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. When you listen to WMNF, we may have some local businesses and nonprofits underwrite on the shows, but you'd never hear a giant corporation underwriting one of our own locally produced programs here on WMNF.
Snap, Crackle, Pop is not one of the things that's going to be on our underwriting, right?
And when you listen to Democracy Now!, no big underwriting, no big national corporations on Democracy Now! Funding it. The donations that we raise here at WMNF pay for our local programming and also the programs that we buy from elsewhere, including Democracy Now! And here are some more people that have just donated to keep Democracy Now! On the air. John Foster from Boca Grande. Thanks, John, for that nice contribution of $200. Says Democracy Now! Is a very important program. I love Boca Grande, don't you?
Yeah, it's beautiful down there.
It is beautiful. And thanks to Paul Lovelace from Ellenton. He made a $100 contribution. Paul, thank you. And thanks to Anonymous in St. Pete. Says, so grateful to have the WMNF news around. Thanks for the information you organize and provide for all of us. It's priceless. And thanks to the staff and volunteers for working the magic. So thanks for that $25 donation, St. Pete Anonymous.
Great, thank you.
So 813-238-8001. That's the number. We hope you'll call and make a contribution. Help us stay on the air. Help us stay alive. And help keep the commuter from hell on the air. You're going to be back tomorrow pitching for Reverend Billy, right?
Yeah, I'll be on the Rhythm Revival tomorrow. Yeah, I've been helping out a lot on that show. And
that's a great show.
I think I'll come back on Monday and annoy you two guys a little bit more.
We always love to have you around.
All right.
Because you always keep us honest. So, Sean, we're gonna hear this really great documentary film featuring Noam Chomsky. It's called Requiem for the American Dream. And you can have this film for an $80 contribution. It's Noam Chomsky being interviewed about the state of the U.S. economy and how did it get this way. I think everybody from left to right in the country is saying that the middle class and the working class really has not gained much in the last 35 or 40 years. Well, why is that? What is the structure that's in place that keeps folks from, you know, college is becoming more and more unaffordable for many people. We know that wages have remained essentially flat for years and years, even though productivity is up. What's the mechanism by which we're not getting ahead? And back in the day, back in, you know, Bob, you remember these days in 68, if you were working for minimum wage, you could afford an apartment.
Yeah, I can definitely remember a time that, man, I started making $4 an hour, and I was a fat cat, man.
That was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money. That was way more than minimum wage.
Yeah, I had a friend who was bagging groceries at a grocery store in 1972, and he was making $3.50 an hour, and he was buying a new car.
Yeah, those were the days.
We were just out of high school at that point. Yeah.
I can remember that quite well. But you know what? Here lately, it really has not gone anywhere for the last 30, 40 years.
So we're going to hear Noam Chomsky talk about that. And we're going to try to raise, in this hour, we'd like to raise a huge amount of money. We'd like to hear from another 35 people in this hour, Sean. And if we can hear from 35 people in this hour, we will be on track. If you love Radioactivity, if you love the guests that I get, Noam Chomsky has been a guest on this radio show. Please call us up at 813-238-8001. I always try to invite a politician or an activist or an author or a scholar like Noam Chomsky. Sometimes it's local grassroots activists who are working on some issue, and sometimes it's somebody who's out with a new book that I think that listeners would like to hear about. So please keep the show on the air with your generous contribution. No underwriting on this show. We don't, you know, thank those big mega corporations out there or people in the defense industry. We rely on our listeners. So please keep this show on the air because it's the freest, it's the most direct, it's one of the most honest programs on radio anywhere, as WMNF is. Please call us up at 813-238-8001.
And as you're listening to this speech, this DVD, you can get a copy of it for yourself if you like it for an $80 gift to community radio by calling 813-238-8001 and just ask the phone answerer for the DVD of Requiem for the American Dream with Noam Chomsky. That's for an $80 contribution to 88.5 FM.
All right. Now, we haven't had our first phone call yet, but we want you to hear this really great documentary. I watched it a few weeks ago. It is incredible. And Noam Chomsky is really at his peak of explaining the American society. So let's listen to Noam Chomsky, Requiem for the American Dream. You can have this documentary film for an $80 contribution. Please make your donation online at WMNF.org.
During the Great Depression, which I'm old enough to remember, there was, and most of my family were unemployed working class, it was bad, you know, much worse subjectively than today, but there was an expectation that things were going to get better. There was a real sense of hopefulness. There isn't today. Inequality is really unprecedented. I mean, if you look at total inequality, it's like the worst periods of American history. But if you refine it more closely, the inequality comes from the extreme wealth in a tiny sector of the population, a fraction of 1%. There were periods like the Gilded Age in the 20s and the Roaring 90s and so on when a situation developed rather similar to this. Now this period's extreme because if you look at the wealth distribution, the inequality mostly comes from super wealth. Literally, the top 1/10 of a percent are just super wealthy. Not only is it extremely unjust in itself, inequality has highly negative consequences on the society as a whole. Because the very fact of inequality has a corrosive, harmful effect on democracy. You opened by talking about the American dream. Part of the American dream is class mobility. You're born poor, you work hard, you get rich. It was possible for a worker to get a decent job, buy a home, get a car, have his children go to school. It's all collapsed. Imagine yourself in an outside position, looking for Mars. What do you see? In the United States, there are professed values like democracy. In a democracy, public opinion is going to have some influence on policy. And then the government carries out actions determined by the population. That's what democracy means. It's important to understand that privileged and powerful sectors have never liked democracy, and for very good reasons. Democracy puts power into the hands of the general population and takes it away from them. Now, it's kind of a principle of concentration of wealth and power. Concentration of wealth yields concentration of power, particularly so as the cost of elections skyrockets, which kind of forces the political parties into the pockets of major corporations. And this political power quickly translates into legislation that increases the concentration of wealth. So fiscal policy like tax policy, deregulation, rules of corporate governance, and a whole variety of measures, political measures designed to increase the concentration of wealth and power, which in turn yields more political power to do the same thing. And that's what we've been seeing. So we have this kind of vicious cycle in progress. You know, actually, it is so traditional that it was described by Adam Smith in 1776. You read the famous Wealth of Nations. He says, in England, the principal architects of policy are the people who own the society. In his day, merchants and manufacturers. And they make sure that their own interests are very well cared for, however grievous the impact on the people of England or others. Now, it's not merchants and manufacturers, it's financial institutions and multinational corporations. The people who Adam Smith called the masters of mankind. And they're following the vile maxim, all for ourselves and nothing for anyone else. They're just going to pursue policies that benefit them and harm everyone else. And in the absence of a general popular reaction, that's pretty much what you'd expect. Right through American history, there's been an ongoing clash between pressure for more freedom and democracy coming from below and efforts at elite control and domination coming from above. Goes back to the founding of the country. James Madison, the main framer, who was as much of a believer in democracy as anybody in the world that day, nevertheless felt that the United States system should be designed, and indeed, with his initiative, was designed, so that power should be in the hands of the wealthy, because the wealthy are the more responsible set of men. And therefore, the structure of the formal constitutional system placed most power in the hands of the Senate. Remember, the Senate was not elected in those days. It was selected from the wealthy. men, as Madison put it, had sympathy for property owners and their rights. If you read the debates at the Constitutional Convention, Madison said the major concern of the society has to be to protect the minority of the opulent against the majority. And he had arguments. Suppose everyone had to vote freely. He said, well, the majority of the poor would get together and they would organize to take away the property of the rich. And he said, that would obviously be unjust, so you can't have that. So therefore, the constitutional system has to be set up to prevent democracy. Which is of some interest that this debate has a hoary tradition. It goes back to the first major book on political systems, Aristotle's Politics. He says of all of them, the best is democracy. But then he points out exactly the flaw that Madison pointed out. If Athens were a democracy for free men, the poor would get together and take away the property of the rich. Well, same dilemma. They had opposite solutions. Aristotle proposed what we would nowadays call a welfare state. He said, try to reduce inequality. So, same problem, opposite solutions. One is reduce inequality, you won't have this problem. The other is reduce democracy. If you look at the history of the United States, it's a constant struggle between these two tendencies. A democratizing tendency that's mostly coming from the population, a pressure from below, and you get this constant battle going on, periods of regression, periods of progress. The 1960s, for example, were a period of significant democratization. Sectors of the population that were usually passive and apathetic became organized, active, started pressing their demands. And they became more and more involved in decision-making, activism, and so on. It just changed consciousness in a lot of ways. Minority rights.
If democracy means freedom, why aren't our people free?
Right.
If democracy means justice, why don't we have justice?
Right.
If democracy means equality, why don't we have equality?
Women's rights.
This inhuman system of exploitation will change, but only if we force it to change and force it together.
Concern for the environment.
A unique day in American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival.
Opposition to aggression.
I'd say to those who criticize us for the militancy of our dissent that if they are serious about law and order, they should first provide it for the Vietnamese people, for our own black people, and for our own poor people.
Concern for other people.
One day we must ask the question, why are there 40 million poor people in America? When you begin to ask that question, you're raising a question about the economic system, about a broader distribution of wealth, the question of restructuring the whole of American society.
These are all civilizing effects. And that caused great fear. I hadn't anticipated the power of, I should have, but I didn't anticipate the power of the reaction to the civilizing effects of the 60s. I did not anticipate the strength of the reaction to it, the backlash.
That's Noam Chomsky talking about the backlash against the civil rights movement and the women's rights movement and the peace movement that has happened in the last 40 years. We're going to hear more of this documentary. The documentary is called Requiem for the American Dream. It's yours for an $80 contribution to WMNF. And we hope that you're enjoying listening to the documentary. It's a powerful documentary. It's got a lot of great video and a lot of great statistics that we're not seeing because we're only hearing the audio, but it shows, it has lots of graphs to explain what Chomsky is saying. And you can have this documentary for, it's on DVD. You can have it for an $80 contribution. Let's see if we can get one phone line lit. Our phone number is 813-239-9663. Thanks to Donald Jones, he's helping us during our fund drive. He's making a $16.67 per month investment in WMNF. Donald, thank you very much, and he likes listening to the public affairs at midday. Sean Kinnan is here, Mitch Perry is here, and we're going to try to raise. We've got a lot of money. We've got to raise thousands and thousands of dollars between now and 1 o'clock. And we're looking at the lights above Sean's head. And 14 bulbs are there and not one is going off. Oh. That doesn't mean anything about Sean. Sean's brain is working fine, but we need to get these lines lit up. Every time we see one of these lights turn from silver to red, we get pretty excited in here. So let's see if we can raise the level of excitement a little bit. The number to call, 813-238-8001. You are not going to hear Noam Chomsky on any other radio station but here on WMNF. We've been doing speeches and interviews with Noam Chomsky for 30 years here on WMNF. So let's see if we can get our first caller to support radioactivity right now. And you can make your donation online. Go to WMNF.org. And Sean, I'm a little bit worried right now.
So radioactivity at 11 every weekday morning is one of the most popular shows on this whole station. Every single day, Rob brings you interviews and call in for very interesting people who have authored books, or maybe they've written articles, or maybe they're experts in academia, but you're riveted during the week. And then how come we are getting no calls right now? We really need to hear from you. 813-238-8001 is the number to call. You can also go to the web and pledge at WMNF.org. For an $80 donation, you can take home this DVD of the Noam Chomsky film. Give us a call. Right now, we need to hear from you. If you're fans of radioactivity, if you like Rob Lori's interviewing style, give us a call, 813-238-8001.
Yeah, hi, good morning, guys. Rob's show, and I listen to it all the time now, especially since I work from home, so I can keep the radio on, and I get infuriated sometimes with some of the callers that call in, but some of those callers, I'd love to hear from you right now, okay? 813-238-8001. This show, absolutely, as Sean said, a lot of great guests every day, sometimes more than one guest. And then there's also opportunities for people to weigh in. And there's so many different things, of course, going on in the news locally, statewide, nationally. And you get that opportunity here. So again, only three times out of the year will we take a week out to ask for your financial support. Because in fact, that's how the station runs. That's the way it's been doing it since 1979. Over 70% of the funding from the station comes from you, the listener. So if you have that opportunity right now, please, 813-238-8001. You also can contribute on the web at WMNF.org. You can comment at DJ@WMNF.org, although I don't know if we're taking those comments right now. And I know we've got some great gifts. I don't know if we can mention some of those right now.
Yeah, we've got some really great gifts. We've got the documentary we're listening to right now. It's called Requiem for the American Dream, featuring Noam Chomsky. You can have that for an $80 contribution. It's a DVD. We also have a lot of great speeches on CD. We've got a talk by Medea Benjamin about the sinister U.S.-Saudi alliance, and she looks at Saudi Arabia's human rights record, and it's a great speech she gave earlier this year, and you can have that on CD for an $80 contribution. Chris Hedges, the award-winning journalist who has covered wars in the Balkans, the Middle East, and Central America, has a new talk out called Stopping Fascism. Chris Hedges, you know, is a very provocative writer, and he's been a guest here on WMNF several times. And he writes a weekly column for Truth Dig. Well, he's got a new talk called Stopping Fascism. You can have that for an $80 contribution. But, Sean, we need one person to call in right now, just one person to make that donation. It could be $10 a year. It could be $10 a month via our Circle of Friends, which is our sustaining membership program. And we also, if we could get a $1,000 donation, that would be a big help, because I know that we've got thousands of dollars to raise between now and 1 o'clock. Mitch is going to be along on the Midpoint program at 12 noon, and we are going to go back and hear more of the Chomsky documentary in about a minute or so. But we need one phone call right now at 813-238-8001. You know, among my guests on this show, Roger Stone, the aide to President Trump. When he was running for office, we had Roger Stone on this program. And we also had Vice President Joe Biden on last year during the election campaign, one of my guests. And we have lots of different guests. We've had Republicans running for governor, some of the new Republicans who've announced for governor. We've had members of Congress on this program. And we've had authors like Chris Hedges, and we've had authors like Noam Chomsky and others. But if we don't get any phone calls, then you know I think it says a lot about the show. But I know that you're out there. I know you love listening at 11 o'clock in the morning. So please be among the first ones to call today. We're looking for that first flurry of phone calls. One phone call right now would be huge. 813-238-8001.
You know what I would suggest for some of our listeners in St. Petersburg who it's not officially law yet, and it may or may not be, but there's a proposal to try to get banned plastic bags in the city, actually, which is, therefore, if you don't have it, your own grocery bag, we've got one right here, right, for a $60 contribution. And that's what you see more and more. Forget about whether it's mandated by the government or not. More and more people on their own realizing that plastic is kind of evil, actually, and that you should be, when you're going out there and shopping, having your own bags. We've got our own 88.5 FM bag here for you for a $60 contribution.
That's right.
If you give us a call right now.
And Mitch, we've got the brand new WMNF t-shirt too, the one that quotes David Bowie, and it says, tomorrow belongs to those
who can hear it coming.
Who can hear it coming.
Now, what song is that from, by the way? Do we know?
I think it was from an interview.
Oh, okay.
So you can get it. It's a gray t-shirt. It's got a red and blue design on it. We're looking for our first phone call right now at 813-238-8001. Also, you can make your donation online, WMNF.org.
And Robin, Mitch, I think one of the most popular thank you gifts we have right now is the tribute to Tom Petty. It's going to be Skippers in Tampa on Sunday, October 29th. For an $80 contribution, you can reserve your pair of tickets to that concert. And I hate, you know, who's to say it might sell out this week during our fund drive. So your best bet might be to get it right now with your $80 pledge to Radioactivity. 813-238-8001.
And what time is that starting, by the way? I don't know.
All the specifics.
Like 4 in the afternoon. It starts early because a bunch of bands are going to play.
Right.
So we're going to go back in just a short time to hear more of this documentary, but I'm still waiting for the first phone call. I'm a little bit worried that we're not getting the kind of support we need. We know that you're out there. We know you love listening to thoughtful conversation, and you love the interviews that you hear here on Radioactivity. So please call us up, 813-238-8001.
We know you're out there.
You can tell I'm like freaked out here.
Yeah. But, don't freak out, Rob.
Okay.
Our listeners are going to come through.
The truth is out there.
Maybe they're all pledging at WMNF.org. Maybe that's where you're making your contribution. If you'd rather talk to a volunteer, give us a call, 813-238-8001.
All right. I know you're out there. I know you're going to come through. So if you enjoy listening to Radioactivity, please make that contribution. Keep us alive and independent. 813-238-8001. Here's more of Noam Chomsky.
For those who think we do the number too quickly.
There has been an enormous, concentrated, coordinated business offensive beginning in the 70s to try to beat back the egalitarian efforts that went right through the Nixon years. You see it in many respects. I mean, over on the right, you see it in things like the famous Powell Memorandum sent to the Chamber of Commerce, the major business lobby, by later Supreme Court Justice Powell, warning them that business is losing control over the society. And something has to be done to counter these forces. Of course, he puts it in terms of defense, defending ourselves against outside power. But if you look at it, it's a call for business to use its control over resources to carry out a major offensive to beat back this democratizing wave. Over on the liberal side, there's something exactly similar. The first major report of the Trilateral Commission is concerned with this. It's called the Crisis of Democracy. Trilateral Commission is liberal internationalists. Their flavor is indicated by the fact that they pretty much staffed the Carter administration. Now, they were also appalled by the democratizing tendencies of the 60s and thought we have to react to it. They were concerned that there was an excess of democracy developing. Previously passive and obedient parts of the population, what are sometimes called the special interests, that were beginning to organize and try to enter the political arena. And they said that imposes too much pressure on the state. It can't deal with all these pressures. So therefore, they have to return to passivity and become depoliticized. They were particularly concerned with what was happening to young people. The young people are getting too free and independent.
None of us will begin any violence. If there's any violence, it will be because of the police.
The way they put it, there's a failure on the part of the schools, the universities, and churches. The institutions responsible for the indoctrination of the young, their phrase, not mine. If you look at their study, there's one interest they never mention, private business. And that makes sense. They're not special interests. They're the national interest, kind of by definition. So they're okay. They're allowed to, you know, have lobbyists buy campaigns, staff the executive, make decisions. That's fine. But it's the rest, the special interests, the general population, who have to be subdued. Well, that's the spectrum. It's the kind of ideological level of the backlash. But the major backlash, which was in parallel to this, was just redesigning the economy. Since the 1970s, there's been a concerted effort on the part of the masters of mankind, the owners of the society, to shift the economy in two crucial respects. One, to increase the role of financial institutions, banks, investment firms, and so on, insurance companies. By 2007, right before the latest crash, they had literally 40% of corporate profits, far beyond anything in the past. Back in the 1950s, as for many years before, the United States economy was based largely on production. The United States was the great manufacturing center of the world. Financial institutions used to be a relatively small part of the economy, and their task was to distribute unused assets, like, say, bank savings, to productive activity.
The bank always has on hand a reserve of money received from the stockholders and depositors. On the basis of these cash reserves, a bank can create credit. So besides providing a safe place for depositing money, a bank serves a community by making additional credit available for many purposes. For a manufacturer to meet his payroll during slack selling period, for a merchant to enlarge and remodel his store, and for many other good reasons why people are always needing more credit than they have immediately available.
That's a contribution to the economy. Regulatory system was established. Banks were regulated. The commercial and investment banks were separated. Cut back very risky investment practices that could harm private people. There had been, remember, no financial crashes during the period of regulation. By the 1970s, that changed. You started getting a huge increase in the flows of speculative capital, just astronomically increased. Enormous changes in the financial sector, from traditional banks to risky investments, complex financial instruments, money manipulations, and so on. Increasingly, the business of the country isn't production, at least not here. The primary business here is business. You can even see it in the choice of directors. So a director of a major American corporation back in the 50s and the 60s was very likely to be an engineer, somebody who graduated from a place like MIT, maybe industrial management. More recently, the directorship and the top managerial positions are people who came out of business schools, learned financial trickery of various kinds, and so on. By the 1970s, say General Electric, could make more profit playing games with money than you could by producing in the United States. We have to remember that General Electric is substantially a financial institution today. It makes half its profits just by moving money around in complicated ways. And it's very unclear that they're doing anything that's of value to the economy. So that's one phenomenon, what's called financialization of the economy. Going along with that is the offshoring of production. Trade system was reconstructed with a very explicit design of putting working people in competition with one another all over the world. And what it's led to is a reduction in the share of income on the part of working people. It's been particularly striking in the United States, but it's happening worldwide. It means that an American worker is in competition with a super exploited worker in China. Meanwhile, highly paid professionals are protected. They're not placed in competition with the rest of the world, far from it. And of course, capital is free to move. Workers aren't free to move. Labor can't move, but capital can. Well, again, going back to the classics like Adam Smith, as he pointed out, free circulation of labor is the foundation of any free trade system. But workers are pretty much stuck. The wealthy and the privileged are protected, so you get obvious consequences, and they're recognized and, in fact, praised. Policy is designed to increase insecurity. Alan Greenspan, when he testified to Congress, he explained his success in running the economy as based on what he called greater worker insecurity.
Atypical restraint on compensation increases has been evident for a few years now. But as I outlined in some detail in testimony last month, I believe that job insecurity has played the dominant role.
Keep workers insecure, they're going to be under control. They are not going to ask for, say, decent wages or decent working conditions or the opportunity of free association, meaning unionized. Now, for the masters of mankind, that's fine. They make their profits. But for the population, it's devastating. Well, these two processes, financialization and offshoring, are part of what led to the vicious cycle of concentration of wealth, concentration of power.
I'm Noam Chomsky. I'm on the faculty at MIT. And I've been getting more and more heavily involved in anti-war activities for the last few years.
Noam Chomsky has made two international reputations. The widest is as one of the national leaders of American resistance to the Vietnam War. The deepest is as a professor of linguistics who, before he was 40 years old, had transformed the nature of his subject.
Well, this is a documentary featuring Noam Chomsky, and the central point is the decline of the middle class in the U.S., and why is that happening? And we're going to hear more of the documentary in a few minutes. There's several people that we want to thank as they get us closer to our goal today. We want to thank Quest Ecology in Waimama, Florida. Thank you very much for the $50 contribution. That's great. And David Kirby, thanks a lot, says WMNF is extraordinary. We're lucky to have it. And it needs your support to keep it strong. David, thank you very much for that $50 contribution. And here's a $100 donation from Warren Sponable from Bradenton. And Warren, thank you very much. 813-238-8001 is our phone number here in Tampa as we try to raise money to keep the radio station going for the next 4 months. Sean Kinnan is here. Mitch Perry is here. And they're going to thank some people, too.
Yeah, Rob, I'd like to thank Boomer Halstead from Sarasota.
Boomer.
He's donating right. $60.
Thank you,
says,
Boomer.
Thanks for the public affairs and for Rob Lori. Also, Joe Forney with an $88.50 donation. He's getting the new WMNF t-shirt with the David Bowie quote and says WMNF is the single most cool thing in Tampa Bay and is telling Rob that Kojak Joe says hello.
Great to hear from you, Joe.
Also, Sid Flannery, a great programmer, says he's amazed at how much quality public affairs gets broadcast on Radioactivity each week. He's donating $50. So thank you, Sid.
Sid is a Monday morning host here on WMNF. Thank you, Sid.
813-238-8001 is your opportunity now to donate to Radioactivity to help keep it on the air. 70% of our donations come from you. We really need to have you step up to the plate and support Radioactivity right now.
And we've had a few, as we just heard here in the last few minutes, and but we need more right now. Again, 813-238-8001. We've got about 15 minutes left to go here in Thursday's Radioactivity. Again, listenership is huge for this program here, so just a small percentage of folks, they can call in right now. That would be wonderful. A couple people have actually gone online to do contact us and contribute to the fundraiser here. Bob Hoke from Tampa.
Bob,
yeah. So these are all friends of yours, Rob. $50 contribution. Thank you very much for that, Bob. And is a fan of Radioactivity, interviews and live call-in. And then also we've got another Radioactivity fan. Let's see. This is Awanda Black from St. Petersburg. And Awanda's getting the CD we've been listening to, the Requiem for the American Dream with Noam Chomsky.
DVD.
Excuse me, a DVD. Well, we got the audio version of it. I'm sorry, a DVD for a $100 contribution. Thank you so much for that, Wanda. And again, give us a call right now. And what else, one of the things I want to talk to you about is that we also have, let's see here, we mentioned the Chris Hedges Stopping Fascism CD. Chris Hedges, a very intense man, very intense public speaker, a long time with The Nation magazine, now a senior fellow at The Nation Institute and with TruthDig.com. So you can get that for an $80 contribution if you give us a call right now. 813-238-8001.
And Mitch, you notice at the top of that list, both versions of Al Gore's film about climate change, Inconvenient Truth, the first one, and then the new one that came out just this year. You can have Al Gore's great documentaries about climate change. We're all worried about it living here in Florida as the sea levels rise. And if it is man-made, and most scientists say, yes, indeed it is, then we've got something really to worry about if we want to live here and if our kids are going to be safe here in the next 50 or 100 years. So please call us up, keep us on the air, and get the Al Gore documentary for an $80 contribution on DVD. We're going to hear more of this Noam Chomsky talk. And remember that you're keeping independent radio alive with your donation of $10 a year, or maybe you want to do $20 a month. Whatever you can afford is greatly appreciated. Let's go back and hear more of this documentary featuring Noam Chomsky. You can have the documentary for an $80 contribution. The number to call, 813-238-8001. This is 88.5 FM.
You are identified with the New Left, whatever that is. You certainly have been an activist as well as a writer.
Professor Noam Chomsky is listed in anybody's catalogs among the half dozen top heroes of the New Left. This standing he achieved by adopting over the past 2 or 3 years a series of adamant positions projecting at least American foreign policy, at most America itself.
Well, actually, this notion, anti-American, is quite an interesting one. It's actually a totalitarian notion. It isn't used in free societies. So if someone in, say, Italy is criticizing Berlusconi or the corruption of the Italian state and so on, they're not called anti-Italian. In fact, if they were called anti-Italian, people would collapse in laughter in the streets of Rome or Milan. In totalitarian states, the notion's used. So in the old Soviet Union, dissidents were called anti-Soviet. That was the worst condemnation. In the Brazilian military dictatorship, they were called anti-Brazilian. Now, it's true that in just about every society, critics are maligned, are mistreated, different ways, depending on the nature of the society. Like in Soviet Union, say, Václav Havel would be imprisoned. In a U.S. dependency like El Salvador at the same time, his counterparts would have their brains blown out by U.S.-run state terrorist forces. And other societies that just condemned or vilified and so on. And in the United States, one of the terms of abuse is anti-American. And there's a couple of others, like, Marxist. There's an array of terms of abuse. But in the United States, you have a very high degree of freedom. And so if you're vilified by some commissars, who cares? You go on and do your work anyway. These concepts only arise in a culture where if you criticize state power, and by state I mean more generally, not just government, but state corporate power, if you criticize concentrated power, you're against the society, you're against the people. That's quite striking that it's used in the United States. In fact, as far as I know, the only democratic society where the concept isn't just ridiculed. And it's a sign of elements of the elite culture which are quite ugly. The American dream, like many ideals, was partly symbolic but partly real. So in the 1950s and 60s, say, there was the biggest growth period in American economic history. The Golden Age. It was pretty egalitarian growth, so the lowest fifth of the population was improving about as much as the upper fifth. And there were some welfare state measures which improved life for much of the population. It was, for example, possible for a black worker to get a decent job in an auto plant, buy a home, get a car, have his children go to school, and so on. And the same across the board. When the U.S. was primarily a manufacturing center, it had to be concerned with its own consumers. Here, famously, Henry Ford raised the salary of his workers so they'd be able to buy cars. When you're moving into an international plutonomy, as the Manx like to call it, with a small percentage of the world's population that's gathering increasing wealth, what happens to American consumers is of much less concern, because most of them aren't going to be consuming your products anyway, at least on a major basis. Your goals are profit in the next quarter, even if it's based on financial manipulations, high salary, high bonuses, produce overseas if you have to, and produce for the wealthy classes here and their counterparts abroad. What about the rest? Well, there's a term coming into use for them, too. They're called the precariat, precarious proletariat, the working people of the world who live increasingly precarious lives. And it's related to the attitude toward the country altogether. During the period of great growth of the economy, 50s and 60s, but in fact earlier, taxes on the wealthy were far higher. Corporate taxes were much higher. Taxes on dividends were much higher. Simply taxes on wealth were much higher. The tax system has been redesigned so that the taxes that are paid by the very wealthy are reduced, and correspondingly the tax burden on the rest of the population's increased. Now the shift is towards trying to keep taxes just on wages and on consumption, which everyone has to do, not say on dividends, which only go to the rich. The numbers are pretty striking. Now, there's a pretext. Of course, there's always a pretext. The pretext in this case is, well, that increases investment and increases jobs. But there isn't any evidence for that. If you want to increase investment, give money to the poor and the working people. They have to keep alive, so they spend their incomes. That stimulates production, stimulates investment, leads to job growth, and so on. If you're an ideologist for the masters, you have a different line. And in fact, right now, it's almost absurd that corporations have money coming out of their pockets. So in fact, General Electric are paying zero taxes and they have enormous profits. Let them take the profit somewhere else or defer it, but not pay taxes. And this is common.
This is an incredible documentary featuring Noam Chomsky. It's called Requiem for the American Dream. It can be yours for an $80 contribution if you help us stay on the air. Make that $80 contribution to this listener-sponsored radio station, and we'll send you this documentary on DVD. It's an incredible documentary. Show it to your friends. Show it in your school. Show it in your church or your synagogue or your mosque. Show it to your community group, to your atheist group. Please call us up at 813-238-8001. Thanks to Ernie Aker from Port Richey. Ernie, thanks a lot for that $25 contribution. I know Ernie disagrees with a lot of what he hears here on WMNF, but thank you so much for supporting free speech, Ernie. And thanks to Jay in Bradenton, a 20-year WMNF listener. He says, I believe now more than ever we need alternative radio. He especially likes this program, Nola and Duncan. He says, please bring back Alan Watts and Michio Kaku. Michio Kaku is on our HD3 mm-hmm. channel, Jay. So call me up and I'll tell you how to get to the HD3 channel very easily, Alan, if you have a smartphone or a computer.
Alan Watts as well, right?
Yeah, Alan Watts is on our HD3 too. Thanks to Michael Ellswick from Bradenton. Oh. Loves all the news and public affairs, making a $50 contribution.
Thank you, Mike.
We need to raise about $4,500 and we'll be there. Sean Canan is here. Mitch Perry is here. Let's see if we can raise that last $4,500. 813-238-8001.
Rob, Chris Carter from Plant City is getting one of our brand new t-shirts. It's gray. It has a David Bowie quote. He's donating $88.50.
You're going to love that t-shirt.
Also, Ron Ritchie from St. Petersburg, $50 contribution. So thank you to everyone who's donated so far, but we need to hear from you right now. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. For an $80 donation, you can get this great DVD by Noam Chomsky, featuring Noam Chomsky, And you can get a lot of different thank you gifts. You can get our t-shirt for $88.50. But the most important gift is the gift of community radio. With your donation, whether it's $50 or $100 or $200, whatever your donation is, you're keeping community radio alive in kind of a media desert of Tampa Bay. 813-238-8001.
And we're keeping open communications alive. You know, the caller just recently, Rob, mentioned there, who says he doesn't always agree everything he hears on the station, but here he's contributing. We really appreciate that, because I know certainly when it comes to something like gun control, immigration, some of the hot topics that are going on right now, you know, people aren't necessarily agree with everybody. Maybe they hear on the airwaves here, but obviously I hear you when I listen to this program, because I hear many dissenting voices calling it Rob or disagreeing with what they hear. But you have that opportunity. You're not banned from calling in. You're allowed many times a lot of minutes to talk and give have a back and forth with Rob, and I think that's what I really champion about this program. So if you're a fan of that, a fan of the lively discussions we have here on Radioactivity every day between 11 and noon, give us a call right now. If you're especially one of those people that do call in and want to sometimes not always agree with the party line here, 813-238-8001. Really need to hear from you right now. Keep this non-profit independent radio station on the air as it has been going since 1979.
Well, Mitch, I think we can do it. We've got three people calling in right now. We only need to hear from about 45 more people. We've thanked a bunch of people. We haven't even counted these people that we've thanked. We are doing really well thanks to the goodwill that's out there for this program and also for Midpoint. So if you love Radioactivity, please call us up. We still got to raise about $4,500. We can do it with your help. 813-238-8001. And you can get one of those emergency weather radios that we're offering. It's solar powered and hand cranked. It needs no batteries and it will charge your cell phone in an emergency. Plus it has a flashlight. It's a great little radio and you can have it for a $250 donation. The number to call, 813-238-8001.
Call in now to support Radioactivity, to support all of the great midday programming we bring you here, the news and public affairs. You can go on the web at WMNF.org or you can call 813-238-8001.
All right, thanks to Kim O'Connor from Tampa, taking the WMNF Peace Magnet for a $50 contribution. That's Clark of Ybor City from the rest stop south of Dade City. And Candy from Lutz, thank you for your $80 contribution. Going to go to the Tom Petty tribute concert that WMNF is putting on at Skipper's at the end of this month. 813-238-8001. You can make your donation online, WMNF.org. Thanks to Anonymous in St. Pete for a $500 contribution.
Oh, my.
And thanks to Anonymous in Tampa for a $50 contribution. So we are getting very close now. I think we're within $3,900 of reaching that goal. 813-238-8001. If we don't reach it now, we're going to have to dump it all in Mitch's lap in the next hour.
All right, Mitch,
I'm ready for it. But hey, by the way, that crank radio, you know, I used something like that seriously on the night of Hurricane Irma. And so I will champion that, definitely. $250 contribution, right?
Yeah, and you don't need any batteries. And it will
crank radio. I always heard about that, but I actually did that. It's really bizarre how that works.
Yeah, it's great. So, and we're looking for a $1,000 donation right now, too. You can help us stay on the air, keep us on the air and independent, and bringing you some of the best interviews that you will hear anywhere on radio, on Midpoint and on Radioactivity. 813-238-8001. I see another phone line is just lit up, so if we can get just a few more calls, we will be there.
Yeah, we need to hear from you. One last thing I want to say about the weather radio that you can get for a $250 contribution. It has AM and FM, so you can listen to MNF, but it also has a weather band, so you can hear the latest weather emergency information from the National Weather Service.
Or you can listen to Rush Limbaugh when you get tired of us.
True. 813-238-8001.
Come on, we know you don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. You probably have sampled him, but please call us up. 813-238-8001. Keep this independent radio station on the air that values peace and social justice. Those are our values. Let's listen to the news. This is WMNF Tampa.